The minority caucus in parliament has asked government to come clean and tell Ghanaians the whole truth about the transfer of the two Guantanamo Bay ex-detainees to the country. According to the caucus, there is too much confusion surrounding the Gitmo agreement and there are more questions than answers. Addressing a news conference in parliament yesterday, the minority said even as the presidency tries to conceal the truth from the people, the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duajaho, has also failed to admit urgent questions filed by five MPP MPs on the matter, thereby denying them the opportunity to scrutinize the considerations that went into accepting the detainees into Ghana. We bring you more in this report by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe.
The controversy surrounding the transfer of the two Guantanamo Bay ex-detainees, Mahmoud Omar Mohammed bin Atif and Khalil Salid Mohammed al-Dabi, to the country continues to rage on. At a news conference in Parliament, the minority caucus said the whole process is shrouded in secrecy, which in a democracy is unacceptable. The news conference was addressed by the ranking member on foreign affairs, an MP for Subin, Isaac Osei. He said President Mahama breached the constitution in entering into the agreement with the U.S. without prior approval from parliament.
There are some, including the foreign minister, who think that the president was exercising his executive authority. It is true that Article 58.1 vests the executive authority of the state in the president. But executive authority can only be exercised in accordance with the provision of the Constitution. When power is exercised capriciously without due process, it is an usurpation of the people's rights. Our president is willing to bend over backwards to violate the immigration laws of Ghana by receiving these deportees. Ladies and gentlemen, I beg to say that a president should not indulge in constitutional lawlessness. Both the president and the foreign minister are very familiar with Article 75.1, which gives the president the right to execute treaties, agreements, and conventions in the name of Ghana. But Article 75.2 says such treaties, agreements, or conventions executed by the president shall be subject to ratification by an act of parliament or a resolution by more than half of all parliamentarians. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish to state unequivocally that the conduct of the president in bringing in the two detainees without parliamentary approval represents a serious breach of the very constitution that he has sworn to protect and uphold.
The ranking member on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Isaac Osei, wanted answers for the following questions.
Are the two Gitmo detainees here in Ghana as free individuals, or they are still in detention? Do they have access to computers and the internet? Will their families be permitted to come and visit? Are they permitted to go and worship in the mosques? Are they permitted to go shopping in the central business district and the various malls? The president says there's no cost to government for keeping these detainees. The U.S. Embassy says it is a shared cost. Who should we believe? Who is paying for their maintenance? Who is paying for their surveillance? We understand that the goal of the Gitmo resettlement is that the detainees are afforded an opportunity to reintegrate into society. Yet they are here in Ghana for only 2 years, and then they are expected to move on. What is the exit strategy of Ghana? Where do they go? And with what travel documents? There's too much confusion surrounding answers to some of these questions. There are many more questions than answers. And the president and his foreign minister must come clean on this and tell Ghanaians the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Meanwhile, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Hannah Tete, has been billed to brief Parliament on the matter on Friday.